I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The Confederal Government of the United States of 1787 consisted of a single-chamber legislature and little more. There was no president. By May 1787, James Madison's thinking regarding reorganizing the legislature was rather fully formed, but his thoughts as to a chief executive were still hazy. A month earlier, he had said to George Washington that he had scarcely ventured as yet to form my own opinion either of the manner in which the executive ought to be constituted or the authorities with which it ought to be clothed. Madison understood that the absence of an executive seriously undermined the effectiveness of the Confederal government. However, upon arriving in Philadelphia, he was still not certain as to whether there should be a single chief executive or some sort of executive council. But Pennsylvanians George Mason and Gouverneur Morris, with help from George Washington, had given the matter a lot of thought. They argued for a single powerful executive as a means of giving energy to the central government. It was Madison whose thinking gave rise to the idea of writing a new constitution, but it was George Mason and Gouverneur Morris, with the imprimatur of George Washington, who gave rise to the American presidency. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.